The board became increasingly alarmed at the turmoil, and in early 1985, Arthur Rock and some other disgruntled directors delivered a stern lecture to both. They told Scully that he was supposed to be running the company, and he should start doing so with more authority and less eagerness to be pals with Jobs. They told Jobs that he was supposed to be fixing the mess at the Macintosh division and not telling other divisions how to do their job. Afterward, Jobs retreated to his office and typed on his Macintosh, "I will not criticize the rest of the organization. I will not criticize the rest of the organization." As the Macintosh continued to disappoint, sales in March 1985 were only 10% of the budget forecast, Jobs holed up in his office fuming or wandered the halls berating everyone else for the problems. His mood swings became worse, and so did his abuse of those around him. Middle-level managers began to rise up against him. The marketing chief, Mike Murray, sought a private meeting with Scully at an industry conference. As they were going up to Scully's hotel room, Jobs spotted them and asked to come along. Murray asked him not to. He told Scully that Jobs was wreaking havoc and had to be removed from managing the Macintosh division. Scully replied that he was not yet resigned to having a showdown with Jobs. Murray later sent a memo directly to Jobs criticizing the way he treated colleagues and denouncing management by character assassination. For a few weeks, it seemed as if there might be a solution to the turmoil. Jobs became fascinated by a flat-screen technology developed by a firm near Palo Alto called Woodside Design, run by an eccentric engineer named Steve Kitchen. He also was impressed by another startup that made a touchscreen display that could be controlled by your finger, so you didn't need a mouse. Together, these might help fulfill Jobs's vision of creating a Mac in a book. On a walk with Kitchen, Jobs spotted a building in nearby Menlo Park and declared that they should open a Skunk Works factory to work on these ideas. It could be called Apple Labs, and Jobs could run it, going back to the joy of having a small team and developing a great new product.